It's time for North Posey Viking Basketball. Tonight's broadcast on 98.9 WPIW and North Posey.
I guess we are going to have a national anthem, so it looks like both teams are, looks like Will Memorial is stepping, looking towards the flag. So.
And
looks like everybody's kind of going that direction. So we're going to step away for a moment. When I come back, I'll bring you the starting lineup for today's game. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
JT's Hardware on Main Street in Poseyville.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
At Nick's Industrial, culture is what sets us apart from any other organization in the industry. Our people are not only our greatest asset, we are family. Our people have a mindset of determination for wins, but still believe in staying humble along the way. We all believe in continuous education and put ongoing effort to better ourselves as well as the company. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball. We had a false alarm error. We got to know we're not having national anthem until about 6:30 tonight. So, false alarm error. Apologize for that. But starting lineups for today's game for North Posey will be junior guard number 3, Mallory Lewis. Then we got junior forward number 5, Kylie Bender. Senior center number 12, Alyssa Heath. Junior forward number 23, Jaslyn Ward. And junior guard number 32, Ellie Jo.
Radio.com is brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight. Today, from Princeton Community High School, between the North Posey Lady Vikings against the Will Memorial Lady Trojans. This is the 2024 Toyota Tournament. Thanks for joining us. This is the first game of today. We're gonna be broadcasting 4 games for you today, live on WPIW. 2 girls games and 2 boys games are on the slate. This first game could be Will Memorial against North Posey. These two teams played each other back in November, and North Posey won that game by a slim margin. They won by a couple points. So I thought the sheet I have here has got the incorrect score in here. I don't know why it does, but it has a score from last year when Will Memorial beat North Posey. But North Posey won the first time these two teams played. It was the Lady Vikings' first win of the season, and that was at Will Memorial. Both these teams coming. North Posey comes in this game at 7-3, currently on a 3-game win streak, while Wood Memorial is 8-5, currently on a 1-game losing streak. Wood Memorial came into this game on a 5-game win streak. They won 5 in a row before losing to Class 2A third-ring North Knox 57-43 on December 19th. Some of the key wins for Wood Memorial were wins over Bar Reeve and South Spencer. Some of their biggest losses on the season were against Springs Valley, like I said, North Posey, Tecumseh, and North Knox. Leading the way for Will Memorial is Katie Siever. She's a 5'10 sophomore, a 5'10 senior, averages around 18 points a game. Then they got Bailey Schoonover. She's another good player. She's a guard. She averages around 14 a game. And Addie Phillips is a 5'9 sophomore, averages around almost 6 points a game. So that's their main players for Will Memorial. For North Posey, leading them in points and rebounds is Alyssa Heath. She averages 14.8 points per game. Ellie Jo Johnson, she's a junior guard. She averages 7.2 a game, but she also leads the team in assists and steals. Also picking up their game in their their scoring average went up by 2 points is Kylie Bender. She's a six-foot junior. She's averaging around 7.4 a game, but she's had her last two games have been 11 points and 18 points, which was her career high. So she's really picked up the pace of her game. Winner of today's game will play around. They will play at 5 o'clock today. Well, whoever loses this first matchup between North Posey and Memorial will play at 3:30, and they will play the winner of the Danville Princeton game or the loser of the Danville Princeton game. So we're just going to see what happens here. And we'll be able to tell you more, give you more details as the day goes along. The boys play; they will play this afternoon at 1:30. We'll be bringing that game to you live as well. So we'll start here at 9 o'clock in the morning. Have another game at 1:30. Then from there, we don't know what time the next two games are. They could be at 3:30, 5, 6:30, or 8 o'clock. So we don't know yet. So it's going to be a long day, but a lot of good basketball to bring to you live. Some of the biggest wins for North Posey this year, get back to that, are wins against Evansville Central, Evansville Wrights, which was an awesome game. They were down 15-0 in that matchup and came back to win 54-51, which is probably one of the best games I've ever broadcast. It is the best game I've ever broadcasted on the radio, so I would have to say that. They've also had big wins over Evansville Modern Day, and they beat a good Crawford County team, which started off slow, but they really picked it up there in those last three quarters against North Posey last Saturday night. Big losses. Key losses for North Posey. All three of them are all good teams. Were Southridge, Washington, and Gibson Southern. So all in the PAC. So that's their losses so far on the year. So we are about 3 minutes away from the start of this game. We're going to step away for a moment, take a small commercial break. When we come back, we'll bring you the starting lineups for tonight's game. You are listening to WPIW 98.9 FM. Lady Viking basketball.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has 3 unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Shake up your holidays with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep, like a new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo X 4x4, only $37,990, or a new 2025 Jeep Gladiator Nighthawk, only $41,845, or a new 2024 Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4, only $45,990. Wrap up the year with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 doc fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. Excludes previous offers. Ram 2500 price reflects commercial price for business owners. See dealer for details. Offers expire 1-2 of 25.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here today from Princeton Community High School between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Women Memorial Lady Trojans. They're coached by Kevin Cole. With Women Memorial, their starting lineup is Katie Siever, senior guard, Macy Begum, center, number 22, Bailey Schoonover, Addie Phillips, forward, and another guard, Berkeley Collins. So here we go. North Posey's wearing the black jerseys with red lettering, with Memorial's with white jerseys with green lettering. So here we go, tip off. Katie Siever jumping against Alyssa Heath. And we are tipped off. Here we go. Women Memorial won the tip off. They bring it to court. We've got Begum. Got the ball. Skis over to Berkeley Collins. Collins passes over to Schoonover. Schoonover passes on the other side there to Phillips. Over to Berkeley Collins. Collins being guarded. And Siever got to hold the ball in the middle there. And North Posey's Lewis just stole the ball from Women Memorial there. Passes over to Bender. On the baseline to Heath, atop the key to Lewis. Lewis goes in the middle there, throws one up, it's good. 2-point basket by Mallory Lewis. 2-0, North Posey. North Posey in a full court press. Memorial got it across 10-second line, over to Schoonover. Schoonover lays it up, gets it blocked by Jazz Ward. Ward passes the ball up to Bender. Bender gets across 10-second line. Bender passes it back out to Johnson, over on the baseline to Heath. Heath takes a 3-point shot. Up, it's good. 3-point basket by Alyssa Heed. 5-0, North Posey. Bigum bringing the ball to court for Women Memorial. She gives the ball out to Schoonover. Schoonover passes over to Phillips. Bigum's got it back. Schoonover. Start throwing the middle. 3-point basket by Phillips, no good. Rebounded by Ward. And Ward just got fouled by Macy Bigum. That's going to be Begum's first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for Women Memorial. Posey inbounds the ball. They're going to go full length to the court. Johnson's bringing the ball to the court. Gets across midcourt. Pass in the middle there to Heath. Heath got it stolen from her by Schoonover. Schoonover's going to lay it up, and it's good. 2-point basket by Bailey Schoonover. 5-2 is your score. We got a 30-second timeout by North Posey. Coach is probably a little frustrated. Heath had the ball, got it stolen from her from behind by Schoonover. Schoonover drove down the court and laid it up for a 2-point basket. We got 6:22 left here, first quarter. 4-2 is your score. North Posey leads. I thought it was 5-2, but it's 4-2. They said Heath was on that line, I guess. So 4-2 is your score. Still early on. You're just joining us. We're here in the first quarter. Lady Vikings League 4-2. We're in the first game of the Toyota Teamwork Classic here at Princeton High School. North Posey's coming back on the court. They're going to have the ball. They're coming back from a 30-second timeout. Coach Cole did not like what he saw there by North Posey. So Johnson's bringing the ball to court for North Posey. Johnson gives it over to Lewis. Lewis outside the 3-point line. Lewis passes it back out to Ward. Ward's way outside the 3-point line. Over to Johnson. And we got a offensive foul on Jaslyn Ward. That's her first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Begum gets the ball to Berkeley Collins. Collins passes it over to Phillips. Phillips gives the ball to Siever. Over to baseline to Phillips. Back out to Siever. Siever over to Phillips. Phillips takes 3-point shot. Way off. Rebounded by Schoonover. Schoonover throws it back out to Collins. In the middle there to Siever. Siever tries to go up with it and gets it blocked by Bender. Nice block by Kylie Bender. Like I said earlier, Kylie Bender's game has really picked up here in the last couple contests. Siever gets the ball over to Schoonover. Schoonover lays it up. It's good. 2-point basket by Bailey Schoonover. Tied game now 4-4. 5:33 left here, first quarter. Lewis handling the ball for North Posey. Pass over to Bender. Outside three-point line. Bender gives ball to Heath at the top of the key. Heath gives the ball to Lewis. Lewis back to Heath. Heath bounce passes in the middle there to Bender. Bender passes it back out to Heath. Heath goes in the middle there, lays one up on the glass. Good. Two-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 6-4, North Posey. 5:02 left here, first quarter. Oh, up court, wide open is Schoonover. Schoonover's going to lay it up, and it's good. Two-point basket by Bailey Schoonover. 6-6 is the score. Somebody missed their assignment there and left Schoonover wide open down on the other side of the court. Not good for North Posey. Somebody on the defense side missed their assignment. Lewis got the ball right now. Bounce pass the top of the key to Heath. He takes a three-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Schoonover. Schoonover gets the ball out to Bigham. Bigham gets it up court to Seaver. On the baseline here to Phillips. Phillips takes a three-point shot. Air ball. Rebounded by Johnson. Johnson's coming up court with the ball. Gets it up middle air to Heath. He lays it up. Rolls in. And it's good. And that's a basket by Alyssa Heath there. And we got a timeout. So coming in the game for North Posey is Ella Weatherholt and Addie Murphy. Molly Roden's in the game now for Will Memorial. So I don't know if Heath's okay. She reached down her leg. Seaver bringing the ball to the court for Will Memorial. Bounce pass it to Schoonover. Schoonover drives in the middle there. Gets it over to Phillips. As I told him, it was Roden. And Roden, Molly Roden get the basket. 8-6 is your score now. Memorial leads. Hey, actually, it's 8-8. My bad. I'm sorry. Score. I forgot to put that score down there by Heath. And we got a jump ball. It's going to be North Posey ball. 3:52 left here, first quarter. Tie game, 8-8. Here we go. North Posey trying to inbound the ball to get it into Weatherholt. Weatherholt gets it out to Bender. Outside the three-point line. Bender drives the lane there. Goes up with it. Gets a block. Rebounded by Roden. Roden gets the ball up to Seaver. Seaver passes over to Bigham. Over the baseline to Phillips. To Schoonover. Schoonover goes up with it. And Schoonover gets fouled going to the basket. And she's going to go line for two free throws. And that foul is going to be number 5, Callie Bender. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter. Ellie Schoonover going to the line for two shots. The first one is no good. Still got a tie game, 8-8. Alyssa Heath back in the game for Ella Weatherholt. Schoonover takes second free throw shot, goes up, rolls out, no good. And rebounded by Bender. Bender takes a three-point shot. It's up, it's good. Three-point basket by Kylie Bender. 11-8 is your score now. North Posey leads by 3, 3:17 left here, first quarter. Berkeley Collins handling the ball right now for the Lady Trojans. Gives over Schoonover. Biggins got it. On the baseline to Roden, in the middle to Seaver. Seaver goes up with it. Seaver's going to get fouled by Alyssa Heath. That's Alyssa Heath's first personal foul, third team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Going to the line for two free throw shots is Katie Seaver. Seaver takes her first free throw shot. It's good. Seaver leads the team in points right now. 11-9 is your score now. Seaver takes her second free throw shot. It's both good. She made both of them. 11-10 now is your score. And we got a full timeout by Will Memorial. 11-10, North Posey leads by one. 3:04 left here, first quarter. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here today from Princeton Community High School. 3:04 left here, first quarter. North Posey has a one-point lead, 11-10. We're going to go back in the play here just a minute. But a pretty close game here. North Posey's led the whole way so far. We've had three ties in the game here so far in this first quarter. So three ties, and North Posey's led the rest of the way. Ellie Joe Johnson bringing the ball to court for North Posey. Gives it over to Lewigs. Lewigs still dribbles the ball. Bounce pass it over to Murphy. Back to Lewigs. Lewigs gives the ball over to the other side to Johnson. Johnson takes a few dribbles. Johnson drives in the lane here, goes up with it, and gets it blocked by Macy Bigham. That's going to be Bigham's second personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for Will Memorial. So going the line for two free throw shots will be Ellie Joe Johnson. Johnson takes the first free throw shot. Goes up. It's good. It's Ellie Joe's first points of the game. 12-10 is your score. Back in the game now is Jaslyn Ward for Kylie Bender. Also in the game is Bailey Schoonover for Macy Bigham. Johnson takes her second free throw shot. It's good. So she goes 2 for 2 there at the line. 13-10 now is your score. North Posey leads by 3. Memorial's bringing the ball up the court. Collins gets across 10-second line over to Phillips. Or on the other side is Schoonover. Schoonover takes a shot. It's good. Bailey Schoonover's got 8 points in the game now. 13-12 is your score. Lady Vikings lead by 1. 2:23 left here, first quarter. Johnson gets the ball over to Murphy. Murphy. Back out to Johnson. In the middle of the Ward. Ward's wide open. Lays it up. Good. 2-point basket by Jaslyn Ward. 15-12 is your score now. 2 minutes left here, first quarter. Berkeley Collins got the ball. Being guarded by Addie Murphy. Collins driving lane here. Just goes up with it. Lays it up. Oh, laid it up and it went off. And it's out of bounds off of Will Memorial. It's going to be North Posey ball. 1 minute, 50 seconds left here, first quarter. The Vikings have a 3-point lead. Ellie Joe Johnson bringing the ball to court. Sort of Lewigs. Lewigs starting for the first time in quite a few games so far. In the middle there to Ward. Ward goes up with it. Oh, missed it. Got her own rebound. Goes back up with the game. Good. 2-point basket by Jaslyn Ward. 17-12 now is your score. North Posey leads by 5. Minute 23 left here, first quarter. Phillips brings the ball to court, gives it over to Schoonover. Gives it over to Collins. Over to Phillips. Back to Schoonover. Schoonover. Goes out with it. Phillips takes another 3-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Ellie Joe Johnson. Johnson bringing the ball to court for North Posey. Gets the ball in the middle there to Heath. Heath goes up with it. Missed it. Rebounded by Berkeley Collins. Collins gets it out to Katie Severe. Over to Schoonover. Schoonover back to Phillips. Phillips got called for traveling. So one Memorial turnover there. 39.9 seconds left, first quarter. 17-12, you're just joining us. Ellie Joe Johnson bringing the ball to the court for North Posey. So North Posey possibly going to hold the ball for the last shot of the quarter. Johnson just holding the ball right now. Looks like they are going to go for a last shot. Down 19 seconds on the clock. Yeah. Murphy takes a three-point shot. It's good. Three-point basket by Addie Murphy. 20-12 is your score. Berkeley Collins takes a three-point shot. It's good. Three-point basket by Berkeley Collins to close out the first quarter. After one quarter of play, North Posey leads by the score of 20-15. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll bring you the start of the second quarter. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or a product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Cool. Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here today from Princeton Community High School. I'll get it right. We're going to start second quarter. Will Memorial's got the ball. Berkeley Collins got the ball right now for Will Memorial. Gets it up to Schoonover. Schoonover takes one dribble, passes it over to Phillips. Baseline to Collins. Collins takes a three-point shot. It's good. Three-point basket by Berkeley Collins. That's two straight baskets by Collins. 20-18. 6-0 run here by Will Memorial. Murphy got the ball right now. Morpose gets it out to Cook Johnson. Back to Murphy. Johnson takes a three-point shot. It's good. Three-point basket by Ellie Joe Johnson. 23-18 is your score now. 7:17 left here in the first half. Schoonover gets the ball across court to Phillips. Back to Schoonover. Schoonover gets the ball to Roden, and Roden missed the basket. Rebounded by Caitlin Seibert, who just came in the game. Seibert tried to bounce pass in the middle there. Ward was able to recover it. Johnson takes his baseline shot. No good. Rebounded by Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes in with it. Weatherholt gets a block. Rebounded by Ward. And they said it was off of North Posey. It's going to be a Memorial ball. 6:42 left here, second quarter. Lady Vikings have a five-point lead, 23-18. Kylie Bender is back in the game for North Posey for Ella Weatherholt. Berkeley Collins bringing the ball to the court for Memorial. Collins gets ball to Schoonover there in the middle. Back out to Phillips, over to Collins. Schoonover takes a three-point shot, way high. Rebounded by Roden. Over to Phillips. Phillips takes a shot, no good. Rebounded by Jaslyn Ward. Ward gets the ball out to Johnson. Johnson's bringing the ball to court for North Posey. On fast break, up to Bender. Bender goes up with it, and it rolls out. And she's going to go in line for two. And that foul was in number 13, Berkeley Collins. That's her first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for Will Memorial. Going to the line for two free throw shots is Kylie Bender. And Bender makes her first free throw shot. Her fourth point in the game. 24-18 is your score. Alyssa Heath back in the game for Caitlin Seibert. Bender getting her second free throw shot. Goes up. And it's also good. So she goes 2-for-2 there at the line. 25-18 is your score. Lady Vikings up by 7. 6:10 left here. Second quarter. Cross court to Phillips. Over to Bigham in the baseline. Back out to Collins. Collins takes a three-point shot. It's good. Berkeley Collins got three three-point baskets now. 25-21 is your score. Collins has 9 points in the game. Bender takes a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Sevier. Katie Sevier got the ball. Stows it up court to Schoonover. Schoonover gets it over to Collins. Collins takes a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Addie Murphy. Murphy gets the ball to Jazz Ward. Ward brings it across the 10-second line. Ward's driving down lane there. Goes up with it. Gets a block. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Narposi. It's going to be a Memorial ball. In the game for Wood Memorial is number 12, Chloe Stoltz. .526 left here, second quarter. Lady Vikings have a 25-21 lead over Wood Memorial. Sevier's got the ball. Sevier tries driving lane there, passes back out to Collins in the middle, and it's going to be out of bounds. That was thrown out of bounds by Wood Memorial. It's going to be Narposi ball. 5:13 left here, second quarter. Narposi leads by four. Ella Weatherholtz back in the game for Narposi for Jaslyn Ward. We're going to the locker room for some reason. So here we go. Johnson bring the ball to the court for Narposi. This ball out to Murphy. Addie Murphy throws in the middle there to Johnson. Johnson goes up with it. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Katie Sevier. Sevier trying to get the ball. Got it stolen by Bender. Bender goes up with it. Got it blocked by Macy Bigham. The ball up to Schoonover. Schoonover goes up with it, and Schoonover gets a foul going to the basket. She's going to go line for two. And that foul is number 14, Addie Murphy. It's her first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for Narposi. Going to the line for two free throw shots is Bailey Schoonover. She made her first basket. 25-22 now is your score. Schoonover is going to take her second free throw shot. Goes up, it's good. 25-23 now. Narposi leads by two. 4:40 left here in the second quarter. Ellie Jo Johnson passes it over to Heath. Heath looks like he's going to drive in. Decided to kick it back out to Johnson. Or to Heath. Heath takes a three-point shot. A little, not enough. And we got a jump ball. Jump ball is going to go to, possession arrow is going to go to Narposi. A good move there by Kylie Mender to get the jump ball. Mallory Lukes is back in the game for Ellie Jo Johnson. Lukes trying to get the ball in the middle, in the court. Gets it in to Heath. Heath like, goes up with it, makes the basket, and she's going to go to the line for the 2-3-point play. 27-23 is your score. That foul was on Miley Roden. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul, the quarter four. Going on the line for one free throw shot is Alyssa Heath, and she made the 3-point play. Heath now has 9 points in the game. 28-23 is your score. Lady Vikings up by five. 4:14 left here, second quarter. Berkeley Collins bringing the ball to court for Wood Memorial. Got it stolen by Alyssa Heath. Heath lost control of it, and she got fouled. And that foul is on number 13, Berkeley Collins. That's her second personal foul. Third team foul of the quarter for Wood Memorial. Mallory Lugs bringing the ball to court for Narposi. Down to 4 minutes left here, first half. Kylie Bender on the ball. Bender got the ball back. Wow. That was going to be a jump ball there. Bender dribbled off her foot and lost control of it. Schoonover's got the ball for Wood Memorial. Pass it over to Bigham. Bigham back to Schoonover. Schoonover gets it to Bigham. Back to Schoonover. It's got Collins. Gives it over to Chloe Stoltz. Just came in the game a little bit ago. Roden back to Collins. Memorial just passing back and forth outside the three-point line. Roden's got the ball. But Will Memorial gives it to Schoonover. Schoonover gives Stoltz back to Schoonover. Down to 2:58 on the clock now. Back up to Stoltz. Over to Collins. The Heat just about stole it from Berkeley Collins. Gets it over to Bigham. Bigham, Schoonover tried to drive the lane there. Couldn't. Gets it out to Collins. Collins takes a three-point shot. It's good. No, that was Chloe Stoltz. Chloe Stoltz made a three-point basket. 28-26 is your score now. The Vikings up. Well, it was a two-point basket. They call that a two-point basket. Rebounded by Blue Memorial. Balls. Jump shot by Stoltz and no good. Rebounded by Murphy. Lewis got the ball right now for North Posey. Lewis almost lost it, but was recovered by Heath. And it went off the legs of Alyssa Heath. And it's going to be Will Memorial ball. 1:59 left here on the clock. North Posey leads by three, 28-25. Minute 58 left here in the first half. Will Memorial brings the court. Roden lays on the glass. Good. Two-point basket by Miley Roden. 28-27 is your score now. North Posey leads by one. Minute 45 left here on the clock. With Memorial, every time North Posey goes up, Memorial fights back, and Bender just airballed it and it went out of bounds. It's going to be the Memorial ball. 1:28 left here, second quarter. Lady Vikings have a one-point lead, 28-27. Will Memorial, if they score a basket, they could take their first lead of the game. And the ball at the court for Will Memorial. Is Bigham over to Schoonover. Or no, the Stoltz. Stoltz gives the ball to Sevier. Sevier. Back over to Bigham. In the middle there to Phillips. Phillips plays it off. It's good. Two-point basket by Addie Phillips. That gives Will Memorial her first lead of the game. She's going to go live for the three-point play. That foul is number 12. Let's say Heath. That's Heath's second personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Going the line for the three-point play is Addie Phillips. Phillips takes her free throw shot. It's good. 30-28 is your score now. Will Memorial has her first lead of the game, up by two. Under a minute left here in the first half. Will Memorial winning the second quarter against North Posey. Let's see Heath. And Heath just got fouled. She got bumped by Addie Phillips. That's Phillips' first personal foul. 14 foul of the quarter for Will Memorial. 44.4 seconds left on the clock, on the game clock. Heath lost the ball. Ward was able to recover it. Gives it out. Bender takes a three-point shot. It's good. Three-point basket by Kylie Bender. 31-30 is your score now. North Posey leads by one. And Will Memorial just turned the ball over. North Posey went to full-court press. Force Will Memorial to throw the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Lady Viking ball here with 28.3 seconds left. North Posey has a one-point lead, 31-30. Ellie Jo Johnson's handling the ball right now. Looks like she's going to go for a last shot. It's like North Posey wants to go to the break here with just the lead. Argo up. Johnson. Back out to Heath. He takes a three-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by. And that is the end of the first half. Whoa. At the end of the first half, North Posey leads by the score of 31-30. We're going to step away for a moment. When I come back, I'll bring you the scoring totals from the first half. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all brands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
What do you expect when shopping for a power sports vehicle? How about a huge selection of in-stock units? Le Mans Motorsports has a showroom that's full. Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, and CF Moto. The Le Mans staff is friendly and they know their products. Le Mans Parts Department is full of in-stock parts and accessories with service second to none. Expect it all and get it all at Le Mans Motorsports, Route 45 in Fairfield, Illinois, just minutes off I-64, and servicing the tri-state since 1975.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here today from Princeton Community High School. Between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Wooden Memorial Lady Trojans, we are here at the halftime break. North Posey leads by the score of 31-30. Very close game here so far. North Posey's led almost the whole game, except for one time at 30-20. Actually, Wooden Memorial led at 29-28, 30-28. Then North Posey regained the lead back right before the end of the first half, and they lead by one here, 31-30. But we've had 3 ties here in the first half. North Posey won that first quarter by 20-15. Then Wooden Memorial came back in the second quarter, played much better in that second quarter, and outscored North Posey 15-11. And that's where we are right now at 31-30 at the half. Individual scoring so far in this first half, we have leading the way for Wooden Memorial is Bailey Schoonover with 10 points in the game. She's got a game high right now. Berkeley Collins got 9 points. Then we have Miley Roden with 4 points. Then we have Addie Phillips with 3 points. Katie Severe with 2 points. And Chloe Stoltz with 2 points. For North Posey, leading the way for them is Alyssa Heath with 9 points. Kylie Bender with 8 points. Then we have Ellie Jo Johnson with 5 points. Jasmine Ward with 4 points, Addie Murphy with 3 points, and Mallory Lewis with 2 points. So, North Posey, everybody most everybody's that's came in the game so far, they've had eight players and seven of them scored for the Lady Vikings here in the first half. But as for free throw wise, North Posey's is 5 for 5 from the free throw line. Well, Wood Memorial is 4 for 6 from the line in the first half. So that's a little bit of the breakdown of that as well. So, but we've had three ties, and North Posey's led almost the whole way, except for one time in the game here at the end of the first half. But North Posey regained the lead back and got a 1-point lead at the break here. So we're about 4 minutes away from the start of the second half. We're going to step away for a moment, and when we come back, we'll bring you the start of the third quarter. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Shake up your holidays with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep, like a new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo X 4x4, only $37,990, or a new 2025 Jeep Gladiator Nighthawk, only $41,845, or a new 2024 Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4, only $45,990. Wrap up the year with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 doc fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. Excludes previous offers. Ram 2500 price reflects commercial price for business owners. See dealer for details. Offers expire 1/2/25.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Nick's Industrial is hiring. Voted one of Indiana's best places to work in manufacturing, Nick's Industrial is a metal fabrication, coatings, and gear and machining company located in Poseyville, Indiana. Are you looking for a stable career where the employer truly cares? At Nick's Industrial, we are always searching for talented team members to join our growing business. If you are interested in competitive pay and benefits, overtime opportunities, and working for a family-oriented company, we encourage you to apply today on our website, nicksindustrial.com.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. Chris Moreland bringing you live action here today from Princeton Community High School between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Memorial Lady Trojans. We are here for the Toyota Teamwork Tournament. First game of the tournament today here from Princeton High School. There's going to be 8 games played here today at Princeton. We're going to be broadcasting 4 of the games for you. 2 North Posey girls games and 2 North Posey boys games are on the slate. So we're going to start the second half here, or third quarter of this game. North Posey is up by a score of 31-30. North Posey led by as much as 7 points in this game. That's about the biggest lead of this matchup. At really believe that 25-18 is the biggest lead I've had of them. Then from that point on, Wilma Orioles fought back, and they won't go away. So they're getting a good fight. So Wilma Orioles got the ball. We come into play here. Macy Bigham gets the ball on court to Berkeley Collins. Collins, he on the ball right now for Wilma Orioles. Gets across the 10-second line. Gets the ball out to Schoonover, and Schoonover goes out of, a little too far out in front of her, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Mariposa ball here. 7:52 left, third quarter. Ellie Jo Johnson bringing the ball to court for Mariposa. Johnson gets the ball in the middle there to Heath. Heath drives in the middle there, goes up with it. Good, two-point basket by Alyssa Heath. She's got 11 points now in the game. 33-30 is your score. Collins bringing the ball to court for Will Memorial. Collins still handling the ball right now for the Lady Trojans. Passes it out to Bigham. Macy Bigham's handling it right now. Bigham hands it off to Schoonover. Schoonover's still being guarded by Johnson. Gives it over to Sevier. Katie Sevier's got the ball. Passes to Phillips. Phillips back to Schoonover. Schoonover gets the ball to Sevier. Sevier goes in, lays it up. No good. Rebounded by Kylie Bender. Bender bringing the ball to court for the Lady Vikings. Pass it over to Johnson. Johnson still handling the ball right now for Mariposa. 6:52 left here in third quarter. Lady Vikings have a three-point lead, 33-30. Johnson still handling the ball. Mariposa kind of slowing down a little bit. He's trying to set up play. Johnson looked up the dribble. Pass it over to Lewigs. Lewigs almost got stolen there by Berkeley Collins. Was able to recover it. Lewis passed the ball to Johnson. Johnson throws in the middle there to Lewis. Lewis goes up with it. Good. Two-point basket by Mallory Lewis. 35-30 is your score now. Mariposa up by five. 6:13 left here, third quarter. Berkeley Collins being guarded by Mallory Lewis. They throw in the middle there to Katie Sevier, and it goes out of bounds again. Another Memorial turnover. 6:03 left on the clock. Mariposa up by 5, 35-30. Ellie Jo Johnson brings the ball to court, drives right down the middle there, and gets fouled going to the basket. She's going to go line for two.
Foul number 13.
And that foul is the number 13, Berkeley Collins. That's her third personal foul. That's your third personal foul, and that's going to be the first team foul of the quarter for Wilma Memorial. Going the line for two free throw shots is Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson makes her first free throw shot. With 6 points in the game now. 36-30 is your score now. 6:01 left on the clock, on the game clock. Johnson takes her second free throw shot. Goes up, it's good. So it's two for two there at the line. 37-30 is your score. Mariposa tied their biggest lead of the game here. Under 6 minutes left here in the third quarter. Berkeley Collins passes over to Schoonover. Schoonover drives the lane there, passes it back on the corner there to Bigham, and it rebounded by Bender. Bender throws it up court to Warden. Warden goes through the hands of Warden. It's out of bounds off Mariposa's Memorial ball. Down to 5:37 left here on the game clock. Third quarter. Berkeley Collins bringing the ball to court for Will Memorial. Being guarded by Lewigs. Collins got it stolen by Lewigs. Good defensive move there by Mallory Lewigs. Lewigs gets over in the corner there to Bender. No, off the front of the rim, no good. And it's going to be out of bounds. Katie Sevier tried to rebound it. It went out of bounds. It's going to be Mariposa ball. 5:16 left here, third quarter. Lady Vikings have a 7-point lead, 37-30. Heath's got the ball, pass it over to Bender. Back out to Johnson on the other side to Ward. Ward tried to pass the ball to Johnson, and it's going to be over and back. Another turnover by Mariposa. In the game for Mariposa is Addie Murphy for Mallory Lewis. That was not a good play there by Mariposa either. Wim Morrill's got the ball. Give it over to Katie Sevier on the baseline. Sevier tries to drive the baseline, and Sevier gets fouled by Alyssa Heath. That's going to be Heath's third personal foul. That's going to be a third personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Sevier goes to the middle there. And she gets a reaching call. I'm not sure. I think it's on Johnson or Murphy. That was on Jasmine Ward. That's Ward's second personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Well, Memorial's going to inbound the ball underneath their basket. They get up court to Sevier. Sevier passes it back up to Collins. Back over to Sevier. Collins throws it up court to Phillips. Back out to Schoenover. Schoenover goes up with it. Rolls in. It's good. Two-point basket by Schoenover. She's got 12 points now in the game. 37-32 is your score. Ward. This is out the Bender. Cross court to Collins in the middle to Murphy. Murphy goes up with it. No good. Rebounded by Heath. Heath goes up with it. No good. And it's going to be out of bounds off North Posey with Memorial ball. 4:17 left here, third quarter. In the game now is Ella Weatherholt for Alyssa Heath. Heath has three fouls in the game now. We don't want her to get that fourth foul. 4:15 left on the game clock. Berkeley Collins. On the ball right now for Will Memorial. Through the door to Bigham. Bigham back to Collins. Collins takes a three-point shot. Off the rim, no good. And that went off of Will Memorial play. It's going to be more Posey ball. 37-32 is your score if you're just joining us. 3:58 left here, third quarter. Back in the game now is Miley Roden for Berkeley Collins. Ellie Joe Johnson drives down lane there, and she gets fouled going to the basket. And that foul is number 32, Addie Phillips. That's her second personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for Wood Memorial. North Posey got inbound the ball underneath her basket. 3:50 left here, third quarter. Get in the middle there to Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes up with it. No good. Rebounded by Addie Phillips. Phillips gets the ball to Bingham. Over to Schoenover. Schoenover throws in the middle there to Katie Sevier. Sevier gets fouled. Going to the basket. They says no shooting. That's Jasmine Ward's third personal foul now. Third team foul of the quarter for North Posey. So Ward and Heath both got three fouls now. Katie Sevier. Pass over to Roden, back out to Schoenover. Schoenover, back to Roden. In the middle to Sevier. Sevier tried to make a basket, rebounded by Kylie Bender. Bender, bring the ball up the court for North Posey. Gives it over to Ward. Ward takes a shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Molly Roden. And gets the ball to Macy Bigham. Bigham throws it up the court to Sevier. And Sevier gets fouled going to the basket, and she's going to go line for two. Two free throws. That foul is number 14, Addie Murphy. That's her second personal foul. 14 foul of the quarter for North Posey. Going the line for two free throw shots is Katie Sevier. Sevier takes her first free throw shot. It's good. Sevier has 3 points in the game now. All three, all by free throws. 38-33 is your score. Back in the game is Alyssa Heath for Jasmine Ward. Katie Sevier, here to take her second free throw shot. Goes up, and it's also good. So she goes, she's 4-for-4 today from the line, free throw line. 38-34 is your score. Ellie Joe Johnson gets the ball to Lewigs. Lewigs passes it out to Bender. Bender passes it to Murphy. Murphy to Lewigs. Bender takes a shot, airballs it, rebounded by Macy Bigham. Every time North Posey gets a big lead, Will Memorial fights right back. A three-point basket by Will Memorial, no good. Rebounded by Eddie Murphy. North Posey bringing the ball up the court. Bender goes up with it. Bender gets missed it, rebounded by Molly Roden. Katie Sevier lost control of it. Throw it up the court to Heath. Heath goes up with it. And we got a jump ball. And the jump ball in the possession arrow is going to go to North Posey. 2:13 left here, third quarter. Chloe Stoltz back in the game for Memorial for Bailey Schoonover. Lewis in the game. He's inbound the ball for North Posey. Gets it into Johnson. Johnson takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Bender. And we got a jump ball. Another possession arrow, and it's going to be Memorial's ball now. 2:08 left here, third quarter. 37-34 is your score. North Posey leads by three. Under 2 minutes left here, third quarter. Memorial, Addie Phillips handling the ball right now for Memorial. She gives it over to Bigham in the middle to Stoltz. Rebounded by Bender. Bender is able to recover it. Fought her way for that ball. Fuller Murphy baseline to Johnson. Johnson takes a shot. No good off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Macy Bigham. Bigham. Put the ball over to Katie Sevier. Spear pass it over to Bigham. Back out to Phillips. We're on a baseline to Roden. Roden takes a three-point shot. It's good. Three-point basket by Molly Roden. Tie game again, 37-37. And North Posey calls a full timeout. 1:10 left here, third quarter. Tie game, 37-37. You're listening to WPIW, 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here today from Princeton Community High School between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Will Memorial Lady Trojans. 1 minute, 10 seconds left here, third quarter. Tied game, 37-37 between North Posey and Will Memorial. This has been the story of this game most of the time. North Posey goes up, takes a 5-7 point lead. Then they go cold for a while. Will Memorial fights back, gets in with one or ties a game. And then that's what's been going on. So North Posey's not been able to pull away in this game at all. They've led the game most of the way, except for one time, but they cannot pull away. So Lady Vikings got the ball. Ellie Jo Johnson bringing the ball to court for North Posey. Passing over corner to Murphy. Murphy throws in the middle there to Heath. Heath goes up with it, and she gets fouled going to the basket. She's going to go in line for two free throw shots. That's going to be fouls on Chloe Stoltz. That's her first personal foul. 13 foul of the quarter for Will Memorial. So that was a non-shooting foul. So North Posey's going to inbound the ball underneath their basket. Get the ball in the middle there to Johnson. Johnson's able to recover it. Heath lost the ball, but Murphy was behind her and was able to recover it. It's a scary game right now. I mean, it's just little things like that happen all the time. Murphy takes a three-point shot. A little too far. No good. Rebounded by Schoonover. Johnson's able to steal it. Johnson goes up with it. Rolls out. No good. Rebounded by Schoonover. Schoonover gets the ball up to Phillips. Phillips bringing the ball up the court for Memorial. In the middle. Laid up. Layup by Molly Roden. And it's Memorial leads by two. 39-37. Lewis handling the ball right now. Down to 10 seconds left on the clock. Murphy takes a three-point shot. off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Will Morrill. Brings up the court to Schoonover. Schoonover tries to lay it up, and there's no time left. And that is the end of the third quarter. After three quarters, Will Morrill leads by the score of 39-37. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland bringing you live action today from Prince of Community High School. North Posey got the ball here to start the fourth quarter. Ellie Joe Johnson bringing the ball to court. Will Morrill is currently on a 9-0 run right now. And we got a foul away from the ball. And that foul is going to be on number 32, Addie Phillips. That's her third personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for Will Morrill. Johnson bringing the ball. She got the ball right now for North Posey. Bounce pass in the middle and got it stolen by Addie Phillips. In the middle there to Schoonover, and Schoonover laid it up. Will Morrill's up by four right now, 41-37. North Posey just went colder now. Will Morrill currently on an 11-0 run right now. Ward goes up with it, gets it blocked by Severe, and it's going to be North Posey ball. 7:17 left here in the fourth quarter. Lewis inbounds the ball for North Posey. Johnson takes a three-point shot way high, rebounded by Severe. Severe's bringing the ball to court for Wood Memorial. Drives the lane there, lays it up, good. Two-point basket by Katie Severe. Biggest lead of the night for Wood Memorial, 43-37. Currently on a 13-0 run on North Posey. North Posey has went cold. And they threw the ball away again. Severe is bringing the ball to the court for Wood Memorial. Ball over to Bigham. Lady Trojans got a six-point lead. Get the ball in the middle there, Schoonover. Schoonover gets fouled going to the basket. She's going to go line for two. And that foul is on number five, Callie Bender. That's her second personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Going the line for two free throw shots is Bailey Schoonover. And Schoonover makes the first free throw shot. 44-37. This game is took a big turn, and Schoonover makes her second free throw shot. Will Memorial's up by eight. Bender gets the ball to Heath. Heath over to Johnson. Or to Lewis. Down to 6:10 left on the clock. Jazz Ward. And Jazz Ward just got called for traveling. We got a 30-second timeout by North Posey. 6:05 left here, fourth quarter. North Posey trails this game 45-37. We're just going to stay here. North Posey, Will Memorial is currently on a 15-0 run on North Posey right now. North Posey cannot buy a basket. There's a lid on the basket, and I don't know what's going on. So they started off this game playing really well, and they played well in the first quarter. And from that point on, this game has been really bad play by North Posey. So they just—it's kind of frustrating. So, but hopefully we can do something here. There's still a lot of time left. Still 6 minutes left here on the clock. Lady Vikings trail this game by 8. It's not over yet, but they got to do something now. So, and I don't know what Coach Cove has done or what he said to him, but they have to pick up their game a little bit. Will Memorial's controlled these last three quarters of this matchup. So here we go. Will Memorial's got to get the ball. Bigham's going to inbound the ball. She gets it inbounds to Katie Sevier. Sevier gets the ball to Schoonover. Schoonover. Turn laid up. No good. Rebound it. Sevier got the rebound back, and she got fouled, and she didn't go to the line for two. And that foul is number 23, Jasmine Ward. That's her fourth personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Going on the line is Katie Sevier. Sevier's 4-for-4 today at the free throw line. She makes the first one. 46-37 is your score now. Sevier's taking the second free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. Will Memorial has a 10-point lead now, 47-37. Will Memorial, now the scoring drive is up to 10 until Mallory Lugs has made a 2-point basket. 47-39. And Bailey Schoonover just went down, laid the ball up, and now they'll be back again. And we got a full timeout here, 49-39. Memorial leads by 10. 5:37 left here, fourth quarter. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland bringing you live action here today from Princeton Community High School between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Will Memorial Lady Trojans. 5 minutes, 37 seconds left here, fourth quarter. North Posey trails this game by the score of 49-39. Will Memorial is currently on a 19-2 run on North Posey right now. North Posey led this game 37-30 a little bit ago and are now trailing by 10 at 49-39. So Lady Vikings got the ball here. Start down 10. Murphy's got the ball right now for North Posey. Goes up with it, lays it in. Good. 2-point basket by the line for the five. That foul was number 22, Bailey Schoonover. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for 23 left here. Goal line for the 3-point play. And she goes up. It's good. 49-42 is your score. North Posey trails by 7. They're in a full court press. Berkeley Collins bringing the ball to court. Gets across the 10-second line, and she gets fouled. And that foul is going to be number 5, Kylie Bender. That's her third personal foul. Third team foul of the quarter for North Posey. So and Heath just does a good defensive move there by Heath to knock the ball out of bounds because Sevier could have possibly got an easy layup there. So it's going to be Will Memorial ball, 5:12 left on the clock. Posey trails by 7, 49-42. Sevier's got the ball right now for Wood Memorial. Sevier tries to go up with it. Oh! And they said she got fouled going to the basket, and that foul is going to be on number 12, Alyssa Heath. That's her fourth personal foul. Going to the line for two free throw shots will be Katie Sevier. Heath now has four. Ward has four. Getting a little bit of foul trouble here. Sevier takes her first free throw shot. Rolls out. No good. That's her first miss of the day. She was 6-for-6 before that miss. So here we go. So Sevier's going to take her second free throw shot. And it's no good. Rebounded by Heath. And that foul was a number five, Addie Phillips. And that's her fourth personal foul. So Wood Memorial has three personal fouls. Marposi has four. So foul trouble right now. We got Heath and Ward for North Posey. Addie Phillips with four for Wood Memorial. Murphy's got the ball right now for North Posey. And Murphy tried to pass in the middle there, and it was a kick ball by Wood Memorial. It's going to be North Posey ball. 4:57 left on the clock. North Posey trails 49-42. Get it into Heath. Heath lays it up. Good. Two-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 49-44 now is your score. And we got a full timeout. Full timeout by Wood Memorial. 4:48 left here. Fourth quarter. 49-44. Wood Memorial leads by five. You're listening to WPIFM Lady Viking Basketball.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. Chris Moreland bringing you live back here today from Princeton Community High School between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Wood Memorial Lady Trojans. We've got 4 minutes, 48 seconds left here on the game clock. Wood Memorial leads this game by the score of 49-44. North Posey currently on a 5-0 scoring run right now. They're fighting back. Hopefully that we can keep fighting back and not go cold again like they have for 2.5 quarters. So hopefully we can get this game back on North Posey's side. So Wood Memorial trying to get the ball in bounds. North Posey in a full court press. Get up court to Berkeley Collins. Over to Katie Sevier. Sevier back out to Schoenover. Schoenover passes it to Bigham. Over to Roden. Roden gets the ball out to Sevier. Sevier. Three-point basket by Roden, and it's good. Three-point basket by Miley Roden. Roden has, 52-44 now is your score. Eight-point game now by Wood Memorial. Roden has 12 points in this game right now off the bench. Unbelievable. Bender takes a three-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Sevier. Down to 4 minutes left on the clock. And Heath just got called for a fifth foul. That was a bad foul by Heath. She could have avoided that one, so that was not a good foul. She could have just let her go on that one, so. But it is what it is, so. Heath finishes his game with 16 points. Jaslyn Ward's back in the game now for North Posey. She's also got four fouls. 4 minutes exactly on the clock. North Posey down by 8, 52-44. Katie Sevier takes first free throw shot. It's good. 53-44 now is your score. Wood Memorial's down by 9. Sevier makes the second one. 54-44 now is your score. Wood Memorial back up by 10. North Posey has to do something right away, right now. They don't have time to waste. Johnson almost lost it. Gets in the middle there to Ward. Ward goes to the basket, and she gets fouled going to the basket, and she's going to go line for two. That's Smiley Roden. That's her second personal foul. 14 foul the quarter for Wood Memorial. Going the line for two free throw shots is Jasmine Ward. Ward takes her first free throw shot. It's good. Ward now has 5 points in the game now. 54-45 is your score. Ward takes her second free throw shot. Goes up. No good. Rebounded by Sevier. Here's Sevier handling the ball. Bounce pass the machine over in the middle. Back out Sevier over to Collins. Collins pass on the other side to Bigham. Bigham to Schoonover. Schoonover back over to Bigham. On the baseline to Broden. Broden gives the ball to Schoonover. Like Wood Memorial's trying to run some clock out here. Johnson gives it in the middle to Schoonover. And Schoonover gets fouled going to the basket. It looks like it's going to be on Bender. Now they're going to give it on, Ellie Jo Johnson. That's her first personal foul. 15 foul recorder for North Posey. Schoonover makes the first free throw shot. 55-45 is your score now. Schoonover takes second free throw shot. It's good. 56-45 is the score now. Lewis goes up with it. It's good. 2-point basket by Mallory Lewis. 56-47. 3 minutes left here on the clock. Over to Bigham. Bigham. Schoonover back out to Bigham. Bigham passes over to Collins. Schoonover. Back to Collins. To Schoonover. Schoonover gets the ball to Roden. On the baseline there to Bigham. Bigham back out to Roden. And North Posey got it stolen. Bender just stole the ball from. And we got a foul on number 13, Berkeley Collins. That's her fourth personal foul. That's a 15 foul now on Wood Memorial. So going the line for two free throw shots will be Addie Murphy. 2:24 left here, fourth quarter. Lady Vikings trail by 9. Addie Murphy's going at the free throw line for 2. Takes her first free throw shot, and it's no good. Murphy has 3 points in the game today. Murphy takes a second free throw shot, and it rolls out. Rebounded by Katie Sevier. And North Posey's got the ball stolen again. Lewis got it back. Gets it in the middle there to Johnson. Johnson lays it up. Good. 2-point basket by Ellie Jo Johnson. 56-49 is your score. Ball over to Berkeley Collins. And Wood Memorial calls a timeout. Timeout. 56-49 is your score. We got a full timeout here. 1 minute, 59. So 30 second. We got a 30-second timeout here. So we're just going to stay here. So 7-point lead. Wood Memorial leads by 7, 56-49. We got 1 minute, 59 seconds left in this game. We got a little, we got a couple players in foul trouble. We got Phillips and Berkeley Collins, both in 4 fouls. Alyssa Heath fouled out of the game just a little bit ago. Jaslyn Ward got 4. Kylie Bender's got 3. So that's the foul trouble right now for both schools. So Wood Memorial is going to get the ball when we come back in the play here. Lacey Bigham's going to get the ball. And we got it. It's going to be out of bounds off of. Wow. I thought that was a foul, but they said out of bounds off North Post is going to be a Memorial ball. Down to 1:57 left on the clock now. Bigham gets the ball up to Seaver. Sevier gets the ball to Collins. Back to Sevier. And Sevier just got fouled. Looks like it's going to be on Jaslyn Ward. That's Ward's 5th personal foul. And Ward just fouled out of the game with 5 points. Ella Weatherholtz back in the game. So 2 players have fouled out now for North Posey. Katie Sevier takes her first free throw shot. Goes up, out. It's good. 57-49 is your score. Lady Trojans up by 7 or 8 now, and they're up by 9. 58-49 is your score. Lewix passes it out to Murphy in the middle to Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes up with it, and Weatherholt got fouled, and she's going to go line for 2.
Foul number 22,
Billy Schoonover, second. That's on Billy Schoonover, and that's her 2nd personal foul. Weatherholt's going to the line for 2. And she missed her first free throw shot. Weatherholt has no points in the game today. Weatherholt gets ready to take her 2nd free throw shot. Goes up. It's good. She gets her 1st point of the day. 58-50 now is your score. Lady Vikings down by 8. Caitlin Seifert's in the game now for Ella Weatherholt. Berkeley Collins. And Collins just got fouled by Illy Joe Johnson. That's just Johnson's 2nd personal foul. Berkeley Collins going to go line for 2 shots. Takes her first free throw shot, and it rolls out.
Take it, number 23.
Collins getting ready to take her 2nd free throw shot. We're down 1:34 left here on the clock. Collins takes her 2nd free throw shot. It rolls in. It's good. She gets 1 for 2. 59-50 is your score now. Johnson's handling the ball right now. She gets right down the middle there. Laid it up. No good. Got her rebound back. No good. And it's going to be off the North Posey with a Memorial ball. Back in the game for Will Memorial is Eddie Phillips for Miley Roden. Eddie Phillips gets the ball to Berkeley Collins. And Collins just got fouled by Kylie Bender. And that's her 4th personal foul now. Going line for 2 free throw shots will be Berkeley Collins. Collins has 10 points in the game today, and she just got her 11 point. 60-50 now is your score. Wood Memorial up by 10. Collins takes her 2nd free throw shot, and it's good. 61-50 now is your score. Murphy's got the ball right now. I don't know why she didn't take it. She had an open 3-point basket there. She could have took. Lewix lays it up. It's good. 2-point basket by Mallory Lewix. 61-52 is your score now. Under a minute left here on the clock. Bender, Garden, Bigham. Pass it over to Sevier. Sevier, he's got it stolen. Gets it out to Schoonover, and Schoonover laid it up, and it's good. And she's going to go line for a three-point play. And that foul is going to be number three, Mallory Lewis. That's her first personal foul. ...63-52 now is your score. And North Posey's just cleaning out their bench now. They decide the game's over now, so they're letting everybody come to the game. And one more out. Cleans out their bench as well, so. So 26.3 seconds left in the game. Memorial's up by 11. Both teams are just letting everybody get an opportunity to play in the game. So that's what they're doing right now. They have a short timeout here. So we're just going to stay here and close out this game. So Memorial's going to advance to the semifinal game of this tournament, while North Posey will go to the consolation side of the bracket. And North Posey will be back on back playing again today at 3:30. So they will play the loser of the Danville-Princeton game. So that's where we are right now. Memorial's got the ball right now. It's Audrey Schultz handling it. Gets over to Stoltz. Down to 18 seconds on the clock, and they got thrown out of bounds. It's going to be North Posey ball. In the game for North Posey is Chloe Kirchhoff, Izzy Hallam, Caitlin Seibert, Taryn Wilson, and Paxton Gibbs. That's who's playing right now for the Lady Vikings. Down 10 seconds on the clock. Wilson goes up with it. It's good. Two-point basket by Taryn Wilson. 63-54 is your score. And that is it. Final score, Wood Memorial wins by the final of 63-54. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, I'll bring you today's scoring totals from today's game. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM. Lady Viking basketball.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Shake up your holidays with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep. Like a new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo X 4x4, only $37,990. Or a new 2025 Jeep Gladiator Nighthawk, only $41,845. Or a new 2024 Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4, only $45,990. Wrap up the year with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 doc fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. Excludes previous offers. Ram 2500 price reflects commercial price for business owners. See dealer for details. Offers expire 1/2/25.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Nick's Industrial in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, and machinists. Join a fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nick's Industrial offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holiday and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Be part of a team that thrives on precision, innovation, and excellence. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. Final score, Wood Memorial beats North Posey 63-54. North Posey falls to 7-4 on the season, while Wood Memorial improves to 9-5 on the year. So Wood Memorial will advance to the semifinal round of the winner's bracket, while North Posey will fall. They will play in the loser side of the bracket, and they won't be back. North Posey will play again at 3:30 this afternoon against the loser of the Danville-Princeton game, which is gearing to start up in about 8 minutes from now. So that's where we are right now on this matchup. But we'll be back before that game at 1:30 when North Posey boys play Wood Memorial in their matchup. So we'll be back a little bit earlier than that. So, but scoring breakdown of this game between North Posey and Wood Memorial. North Posey looked good in the first quarter. They won that first quarter 20-15, where it looked like they were well on their way and stuff. Wood Memorial made a good fight in the second quarter, outscored North Posey 15-11. But North Posey still led at the half, 31-30. North Posey led that whole first half, except for one time at 30-28. But then North Posey closed out the first quarter with a 1-point lead at 31-30. Third quarter, Wood Memorial won that quarter 9-6 and still led North Posey 39-37. But the thing is, North Posey led this game 37-30 there at the end of the third quarter. Wood Memorial closed out that third quarter with a 9-0 run to take a 2-point lead at the end of three quarters. Then Wood Memorial went on a 17-0 run before North Posey actually scored again on a Mount Point basket there in the fourth quarter to give. But North Posey was down. Wood Memorial went on a 17-0 run to take a 47-37 lead on North Posey before North Posey actually got a basket and got it down to 8 points at 47-39. From that point on, North Posey got the score down to 5 points at 1 point there in the end of the fourth quarter. Then after that, Wood Memorial took off the game, closed out the game, and won by 9 points, 63-54. Individual scoring in this game, leading the way for Wood Memorial was Bailey Schoonover with a game-high 21 points. Katie Sevier had 12 points in the game. Then Berkeley Collins ended up with 12 points. She had three three-pointers in the first half. Molly Roden came off the bench and scored 12 points, she had two key three-point baskets there in the off the bench. Then Chloe Stoltz scored 2 points for Wood Memorial. Then we had Addie Phillips with six. So that's the scoring for Wood Memorial in this game. For North Posey, they were led by Alyssa Heath with 16 points in the game before she fouled out midway through the fourth quarter. Mallory Lewis had a good game with 10 points. Ellie Jo Johnson scored 9 points in the game. Then we had Kylie Bender with 8 points. All 8 of her points were in the first half. Then Jaslyn Ward with 5 points. Addie Murphy with 3 points. Taryn Wilson came in the game at the end of the game, got 2 points. And Ella Weatherholt with 1 point. That's the scoring for North Posey in this matchup. So like I said, North Posey lost this game by the final score of 63-54, lost by 9 points. After having a 37-30 lead, Wood Memorial went on a 17-0 run to close out this game and defeat the Lady Vikings. North Posey was back on the... Lady Vikings will be back on the court again this afternoon at 3:30, and when they play the loser of this Princeton-Danville game between them and the Toyota tournament. So until then, we'll be back on the air again around 1:20 today when we broadcast the 1:30 game between North Posey and Wood Memorial in the boys matchup here at Princeton. Until then, have a good afternoon. Until then, in about 3 hours. Thank you.
You've been listening to North Posey Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. Stay up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW.